that I gave you wasn't gonna take you 15 more. What the fuck was that?
I thought it was a video, my bad.
You fucking stupid.
Yeah. What's that little thing right there? Boom, nigga. I know how you do this.
No, you really don't.
I think this one's mine because it got a little drink in it left.
Yeah, like last time. Nigga can't never finish all none of his Patron.
We're back, you guys. Two blacks named Max is back.
On track.
And we still got the bottle of Patron.
It's not the same one, though.
It's a different one.
This is about 15 bottles of Patron later.
And we've only been drinking for 15 minutes, and it's almost gone. So, Patron, we're big supporters of yours. You can come support Questionable Decisions because...
Patron home.
Because I make a lot of questionable decisions on Patron. That was one of my first, like... I feel like the first time I pissed on something might have been Patron.
No, Patron is bad. Patron is real bad.
What was it, Tangerade in? What was the first time I pissed on something?
It was an easy Tangerade. Patron is real bad, though. See, the idea of Patron is to sneak up on you. It ain't tequila.
The idea of Patron. It
just sneaks up on you. Because think about it. If we had, like, a handle of Cuervo here, it would be like, this tall is sitting in the frame and shit. And we'd be taking shots of it. And we'd be like, after, like, 9 or 10 shots of that shit, you'd be like, all right, he's on it. This Trona and shit, you drink the whole bottle and you still think you like Superman and shit. Like, I didn't taste it. And it, can you stop doing the BB-8? That's going to bother. That's it.
I love you, BB-8.
I wish we just seen Star Wars. I wish somebody would tell this motherfucker right here that he's not BB-8. He's more like Finn. Look at the little Finn fro. He's like a little black stormtrooper.
I got my Mike Jack on, nigga. I feel like part of the Jackson 6, nigga. They had another little nigga.
You the Blackson 5?
I was one of their daddy's little bastard babies that he had one of the side hoes.
Be sure to tell your mama that.
Your mama ain't shit.
Joe Jackson side hoe.
Quit hoeing, bitch. Quit hoeing, bitch. I'm talking shit. Run around gallivanting around these streets. Where she at? I ain't talked to that hoe in 3 days, I feel like. I feel like I ain't talked to that bitch in 3 days. This bitch called me all the time. And now, you know what's funny? My sister just moved out here. She got someone else to harass. Now the bitch don't call me no more.
You jealous?
A little bit.
Before you'd be like, why she always calling me? Why she blowing my shit up?
Blowing my shit up.
I'm always in my shit. Why she be asking me questions?
I need
questions. Questions. Asking all these questions.
I need a bitch to be like annoying to me all the time.
That's what you need. I don't need none of that. I don't need no attention.
Oh, that's what you got, though. By the way, this was the second time we went to go see Star Wars. Because the first time we went to go see Star Wars last night, his ratchet-ass girlfriend got drunk and got
correction. Ratchet-ass bitch.
Got us kicked out. We didn't get kicked out, but those nerds started looking at us like, nigga, we will murder y'all. Like, dude.
We got kicked out. Harassed by security and damn near detained by police because this bitch looked like she got full-on roofied and she did it to herself.
We dragging the girl through the movie theater. Niggas was looking at us like, is she going to be okay? Who are
not
y'all
dragging,
niggas?
Carrying this bitch like a sack of fucking potatoes.
Hey, look, bitches rape me. I'll rape bitches. So it's like, come on. And that's why I don't even like hanging out with her because, like, she be trying to take my crown of most fucked up nigga ever.
No, that's why you do like trying to hang out with this bitch.
That's what I do like keeping that bitch around.
Oh, no, wait. Carmen gonna be there? All right, I'm not the shittiest nigga in the room.
Okay, I'll come.
Maybe that's why I date her, because then I'm still not the shittiest nigga in the couple.
Who are we, nigga?
Hey, I gotta look good at all times. I don't put nothing.
And that's hard as fuck with your fat ass.
Can you tell right now it's dark outside?
We figured out this is the best lighting for his fat ass and my fro. Because you can't tell how nappy
we figured
I am.
Out this was the best lighting in my motherfucking house with our black asses. Because all them white walls on the inside and the lights pointing at them white walls, it start blowing us up. We start looking like stick fucking figures. What's that shit they do with the psych, the Rorschach test and shit? That's what it looked like. Rorschach Max and Rorschach Max.
Oh, black ass niggas. Y'all niggas so black.
Hey. We gonna keep the light-skinned niggas from coming back in style. No.
Whatever, nigga, didn't you just say it? This nigga was dating this bitch and she got him fired from his job.
She was darker than me, though. That, there's a threshold.
And she blamed it. He blamed it on her dark skinness. That's why you don't fuck with dark skin bitches, no, nigga. That's not why you don't fuck with dark skin bitches. Say that. You just can't keep a job, bitch.
I said. That bitch got me fired. It had nothing to do with her goddamn dark skin.
You just pointed it out that she was black as hell.
That's because that's how bitch. If I said Destiny, you'd be like, who? The dark skinned bitch. You'd be like, oh yeah, that bitch.
I know a light skinned Destiny, and I know a middle, a medium.
So then I have to go dark skinned Destiny.
He right.
She was. I know like a white
Destiny
hole.
Too, but that might have been her stripper name.
I know several white Destinies. They thought it was my Destiny, but I'm like, nah, bitch. You destined to catch this jizz, and then we destined to not talk no more.
And that's how you catch chlamydia.
Fine. I like the applause. Clap, 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 clap.
Gross, nigga.
You can get rid of it. It's not like AIDS. You're like, oh, damn, why I do that?
I mean, at this point, they can damn near get rid of AIDS. Magic Johnson ain't got AIDS no
more. Only if
you
got Magic Johnson money that you can get rid of AIDS. Everybody else died from it.
No, niggas ain't dying no more. It's like, it ain't even no reason to wear a condom no more.
This nigga's stupid. Don't listen to this nigga. This nigga gonna have your dick full on fall off. Do not take sex ed from this nigga. Your dick will fall off. I feel bad for his sons when he has kids and shit. Like, no. Condom, what you need one of them for? You just raw, dog. Your pullout game gotta be tight, you might catch some.
You gotta be on your pullout game, though.
Yeah, if you can't pull out no motherfucking.
See, that's the thing.
STD.
Don't be fucking. Like, don't just go with reckless abandon fucking these hoes. Like, you gotta pick and inspect and make sure that shit's okay.
Which nigga that you know that has a penis be inspecting the pussy like it's USDA before they go up in that shit?
Good point. All right,
this is pussy rating A, pussy rating B.
Niggas talk backs.
That's fine.
Niggas talk. It's Christmas time.
Niggas talk. So if I told you, if I went to strip club last night, I'm like, hey, yo, little hoe in the corner, her name's Starlight. Bitch got some bomb ass pussy.
Starlight?
Starlight. You got some bomb ass pussy. You be like, all right, I'm going to hit Starlight tonight. I'm like, yeah, Starlight, Star Bright, first star you see tonight.
I don't take this bitch got good pussy recommendations from your ass, nigga.
No.
You the one nigga I do not take. This
and
bitch
then,
got
then
good pussy.
He'll go full rape eyes, man.
Rape eyes? And no, because, okay, see, this is the thing, like, people think just because you got rape eyes on, it means you're trying to, like, fuck something. That's not what it is. Rape eyes are just, you've lost that barrier
That's called beer goggles, and you're confusing those with rape eyes. Rape eyes is when you look at a bitch, and you look at a bitch like, I would take you down right now. You look like a drop of big drop of water out here in this safari of this goddamn desert now where there ain't no oasis.
I'm so thirsty, though. You know how thirsty I am, nigga.
Look at a bitch like the last shot of Hennessy. They gonna take that?
You gotta get on that last shot, nigga. We had an eventful day today.
Man, eventful last 2 days. We did a show the other night. We shut that shit the fuck down.
And we're kind of killing it. Actually,
niggas is really weirding us out, though, because we've been shutting shit down, but niggas are starting to get along with the trend. And niggas that already had the experience to be in with us, because we've been A1 since day one, them niggas has been like,
boo-boo.
Pretty much.
I am hella A1, nigga.
A1.
A1. That's also could be a sponsor. A1 sponsor. I love steak. I love steak sauce. You can put A1. You don't just have to put it on steak. You can put it on burgers. You can dip
like
your fries.
I like steak sauce on my pussy with the truffle butter.
Ew.
I know, that's nasty. That didn't make no sense. I just thought that was funny.
It was gross, nigga.
Whatever.
Max has been in a weird place today.
Nah, I'm just feeling myself. Y'all want to see me feel myself?
They need a BB-8 spinoff movie. He was the best part of that movie. He was great. I loved that little thing. That little ball was rolling. It was like, I loved him.
He likes to see balls roll.
Like, I like when a ball roll, I guess. Yeah.
Stupid motherfucker.
We got niggas in Star Wars now. And I didn't see the other ones.
This motherfucker says we got niggas in Star Wars now because he's seeing a nigga on the poster. With a lightsaber, like, oh my god, we got niggas in Star Wars. I'm like, nigga, you didn't see Samuel Jackson in the first three? You didn't see Billy Dee Williams in the original trilogy in the last two? Like, come on. I'm just mad right now because this nigga and fucking Finn are rocking this 1964 Afro, and fucking Billy Dee wasn't even sporting no Afro to look that fucking whack. In motherfucking
what?
Empire Strike Back or Return of the Jedi.
What?
That nigga was waving it up. It was making niggas seasick while he was driving the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, Billy Dee was at the wheel?
Yeah. The Millennium Falcon originally belonged to Billy Dee before Han Solo won it in the card game.
Han Solo was kind of a shady nigga, huh?
Not a shady nigga. He's just one of them niggas.
Like me.
I'm a hustler, homie. You just a customer, crony. I got some dirt on my shoulders. Can you brush it off for me?
Han Solo is the kind of nigga you see at the crack house. You like, Han, you smoke crack, nigga?
No, he's not the crack. He's the nigga that's dealing it. It's not quite crack. This nigga dealing
Tide. This all baking soda, nigga.
This nigga dealing Tide or some shit. I got a big bag of sugar. Shit, you get Marshawn from that nigga. Hey, you want to smoke some oregano, nigga?
I'm so mad, YouTube. YouTube's pissing me off. Google is pissing me off. Y'all niggas took down my shit. Y'all niggas won't let me do ads. Fuck y'all. Fuck you, Google. I know you're going to hear this, too.
The mental picture of me sitting with the hookah. Hookah's hitting on.
I don't even like hookah.
That's what he told me about 10 years ago. And this nigga was like, hey, nigga, you should like the hookah. I'm like, what the fuck? You don't even smoke hookah. Smoke hookah.
I'll smoke anything, Max. Everybody know that.
Did you smoke Whitney Houston's knees off of her?
Man, I wish I was a little older. I would have got with Whitney. Me and Whitney would have been road dogs if I would just get on.
You gotta smell the cork, like I said last time. Smell the Patron.
That's nice. I feel like me and Whitney, I feel like I would have got along with Whitney Houston. She loved cocaine.
No, the bitch was smoking crack. She was,
not smoking crack.
She was smoking crack.
Crack is whack.
Man, so she says, the bitch was smoking crack. Even Bobby would tell you that the bitch was smoking crack. He was like, I didn't smoke no crack till I got with the bitch. Bitch was straight from the trap.
Whitney turned that nigga up.
Whitney was from the projects.
I know.
She had less hair than this nigga sporting an afro when they found her. Like, oh, this bitch can sing. Let's put a wig on the hoe.
They found that hoe in church. You know they found that bitch in church. I heard Whitney Houston was very ratchet from some insiders.
I also heard, this is what I heard. This is an exclusive. You guys ready for this shit? I heard SpongeBob over here thinks that podcast.
What did I just drop?
Your phone. In the mud.
My phone right there. That's your phone, you dumb cunt.
Somebody's phone.
Cunty. Jumpman.
This nigga was Jumpman and all over the place.
Jumpman, future, Drake, Jumpman. Come on, with that Jumpman.
I wish niggas would just stop saying whatever it is over and over again and thinking that it's supposed to be a hit.
I'm trying to figure out why we ain't on.
I wish stupid niggas would stop buying songs that niggas just scream shit over and over again. Versace.
Oh, that was my shit, though. Because I like Versace. Ugh. Oh, my God. Is it just me or is it getting harder to take these?
Usually
get easier.
It's you.
I think my liver about to pack up, y'all. My liver about done with me, y'all. I gotta start doing other drugs again. Cause I've been going back to all the drinking. And it's like, no, I need to balance it back out.
Mr. Questionable says he ain't doing drugs. This nigga's so questionable, I feel like this nigga should run around in a Riddler outfit with little question marks on his ass.
For this nigga's show, I was like, am I gonna be too high to do this show? I went to a Christmas party, right? And it's the holidays. You can celebrate on the holidays. Everybody know that. And my buddy had this ecstasy pill. And I was like, let's snort it.
I just want you to know, our friend is the worst fucking hood pharmacist ever.
So we snorted it.
Because this nigga's the worst hood pharmacist ever. This motherfucker be hooking up with prescription drugs. So when we start checking them out and checking what the symbols and the letters and the fucking numbers on the side mean, this nigga told us he gave us like some Vicodin or some shit equivalent to Vicodin, And this nigga gave us like some retarded nigga medicine and shit.
Yeah, he gave us like sad nigga medicine, depressed nigga medicine.
Like, I was feeling depressed. I feel like, what, depressed and depressed is supposed to make you happy? Because I was feeling some type of way.
Nigga, I fell asleep at 9 p.m. with my computer directly on top of me and woke up with my computer directly on top of me. I didn't even move.
You didn't even roll over?
I didn't even move. I was laying on a couch, too. I woke up with it just right there. I gotta stop doing drugs.
Why?
I don't know, but it's like, I'm
we're
so glad.
That's what we're supposed to do. That's what we get paid to do.
Is that what we get paid to do? Drugs?
Pretty much.
Oh.
Drug spokesman. Okay. Think about it. Think about it.
Yeah, no, I'll go with it.
Wait. Entertainers. The comedian / rapper versus the rapper, all rapper, producer. You know we get fucking paid to do drugs. Let's go. Let's dig. Give me somebody great. Jimi Hendrix.
He loves drugs.
Druggy. Oh, what's the other bitch's name? The one that was out about the same time as him was doing rock and roll. Sex, drugs,
something
and rock
with
and
a
roll.
J.
Nicks. What was her name? Stevie Nicks or some
nope,
shit?
Nope, that bitch still alive.
Is she? Mm-hmm. She was doing drugs, right?
I know. See, that's the thing. Like, I just gotta make it.
But she did drugs, though. Is what we're saying.
Janis Joplin.
That bitch. That's who I was thinking about. And I went the other bitch.
She dead as then, fuck.
Now, how about Richard Pryor?
That nigga loved crap.
Then nigga got Then nigga left freebasing. That's a little bit different than crack. I think almost maybe worse than crack. Even though the niggas was freebasing, was trying to tell you that it's not like crack. They didn't mix
that's
it with
smoking that. Cocaine, right?
Yeah, they figure out how to. Hmm. And once again, I'm so really confused by this shit. Why they say that
you can
smoke cocaine, can't you? That niggas invented fucking changing the format of cocaine because they do that in the hood because we're all chemists, right? No. How the fuck we get crack and or freebase? These niggas was trying to take us out.
Don't
all
take
of
that
us.
Away from me. Don't do that. Don't touch anything. Do not touch anything. Why does every nigga who doesn't know what they're doing want to touch some shit? Here we go.
Touch.
Why? Why do you think that you're equipped to do that? You're not equipped to do that. I'm the camera guy. I'm the guy who sets everything up here. Stop touching my shit, nigga.
Touched.
God, I'm so sick of your stupid ass. You've been fucking pissing me off these past days. That's why I'm like, beep, 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 beep,
beep. You're trying to get me. I want to see a Jedi with, like, dreadlocks or cornrows.
Please, no. BB-8. I want to see a droid
with
Jedi.
Nappy froze.
Stop it. Don't you fucking touch my hair. Is that yours?
Comb Morrison braid.
I ain't even.
Barber, this really nigga needs a fade. We're seldom is heard. His nap flipping bird.
I tried to. Ooh, look at that one fat. I tried to shape my shit up the other day. I am not good at that. Remember that time I tried to shave my head for that job interview?
And this nigga looked like Darth Vader with the helmet off. This nigga had nicked and cut it.
And I just had to take it all off because it was bad.
I wish every time I do kicks and dimes, like my whole life is kicks and dimes. My whole life is kicks and dimes. My whole life is kicks and dimes. No, fuck with Nick. Some crimes.
I'm happy to be nappy.
You should be. I don't know why we don't wear our hair like that. We let these fucking white people tell us this shit. And these bitches run around with this little raggedy man bun. Who the fuck fucks with a man bun? Like, bitches that fuck niggas with man buns, y'all is bitches.
Y'all are perpetuating this shit.
The man bun. That's cool? That's cool for you bitches? Man bun?
Sometimes you just need to tie it up in the back.
It looks so fucking stupid. It's like the dumbest shit. I was watching basketball earlier. This nigga was running around. I'm supposed to be the center of some goddamn thunder and shit. This nigga wearing a man bun. I'm like, if I'm going to the hole, even if I ain't that tight of a basketball player, I see a nigga in a man bun, I'm going to that nigga. That's the nigga I'm dunking on right now.
I was watching. You can't. Your fat ass can't.
But if I could.
Your fat ass can't jump fucking a foot up, nigga. How that diabetes feel?
How that dwarfism feel, bitch?
No, because your fat ass. Dwarfism. Just because your fat ass wider than I am tall don't mean I'm a dwarf. It means you a fat
piece
of shit.
You're a dwarf. My My hobbit ass, bitch ass, fucking can't drink ass girlfriend taller than this nigga.
God, you are really. See, I thought I was gonna be the one talking shit about this girl, but it's him. You know what? My sister made kind of a good point though, and I feel bad. Cause, like.
You gotta talk about niggas when they fuck up. I expect niggas to talk about me when I fuck up. When I fuck up.
All the
when I really fuck up, I wake up the next day and be like. Shit's gonna be talked about me right now. And it's gonna get keep talked about me until the next nigga fuck up. So you already changed lanes into the next shit. You like, how can I get the next nigga to fuck up so that I'm not the headline right now?
I pissed on myself the other day, and I was doing so good.
I didn't hear about that. This is new information. Yeah. Bitch pissed in my goddamn closet the other day. It was really weird, though. This bitch sat down on all the shit in my
not
closet.
Not this bitch. Another bitch. A different bitch.
The little hobbit bitch that fucking fucked up Star Wars. How you fuck up? How Yoda fuck up Star Wars? Yoda can't fuck up Star Wars. Yoda fucked up Star Wars.
Drink you will.
The drunk is strong with this bitch. Pissed on my shit the other day. And I was like, I was ready to turn up. I was like, See, this is my weak point. This is my weak point. This is my Achilles heel. This is my kryptonite.
This is one of your weak points.
No. This is one of your kryptonites. This is top dog, top notch shit. I feel bad for drunk niggas.
He's a drunk sympathizer.
I drink so much. And I fucked up in so many drunk fields of being drunk. I be trying to help niggas out when they're drunk. I'm like, I've been there. You don't want to go home with that bitch? That bitch has got the Spider-Man glasses on. What does she look like underneath that? Her mask and them glasses is almost bigger than Kylo Ren's.
He been calling this nigga Kylo. That is not his name.
Nigga's Kylo.
You can't just call that nigga Kylo Ren.
All right. I'm gonna trap motherfuckers and drug dealers and niggas that deal with fucking cocaine. All you big boss niggas.
Do you think they listen to us?
Do you think y'all selling Kylos or you think y'all selling Kilos? Because it's spelled exactly the same way.
It's a Y in his name, nigga.
Kilo.
I think it's a K-Y-L-O. Hello, hello. It's K-Y-L-O. Yes, it is, you dumb motherfucker.
I don't give a fuck how that nigga spells it. It is Kilo. The Y acts like an I.
You're such a dumb cunt.
Okay. Hello. They know. They know. They know.
I was trying to figure out what's going on. What's going on with Lamar Odom? He okay?
I don't know. I don't keep up with news or TMZ. If we could ask my raggedy bitch, she knows about everybody that's fucking up in the world, and she wanna tell us about everybody fucking up in the world. Kim Kardashian just did crack while she was with the baby Saint.
That's why I won't smoke no crack with her. I know that's gonna fuck her up.
Hey.
Every nigga can't take a crackhead bitch. Hey.
Everybody loves Nicki's ass. And everybody knows Nicki's ass is like a separate entity. That's like a sidekick. There's Nicki Minaj and then her ass. They're like Batman and Robin, Nicki Minaj, that bitch's ass. Does anybody draw like a close resemblance of like IR Baboon? Because you remember IR Baboon and that nigga's ass would just follow him around and just stick out.
You think all black people are monkeys?
No, I don't. I just know that bitch.
You think all black people monkeys?
It's a sidekick, nigga.
Jumpman.
Did you guys hear the new song that's out right now? It leaked today. Nicki did a song with her ass. It's called Back to Back. It's a remix of that Drake shit. I got me and my ass. We back to back.
That bitch ass is uncomfortably large.
Hey, I'm still trying to figure out. If she's engaged to Meek Mill, is Meek Mill engaged to her or her ass?
Her boyfriend.
Or do you have to buy two engagement rings?
One for her butthole? That nigga, her brother just got caught trying to fuck some 12-year-old or something. That nigga just got Jared Fogle, nigga. That nigga got Subway, nigga.
What's
Subway.
What's wrong with you niggas fucking children? Children ain't even got no fucking defining features. Get the fuck off of children.
Have you ever talked to one?
Hey, are you weird motherfuckers fucking little 12-year-old bitches that ain't even got titties or asses yet? And probably don't even really have hair on their vaginas. You can go find one of them flat-chested, no-booty-having ass bitches, and they can shave the hair off.
These little bitches got ass now, though.
No, you don't get them implanted that quick unless you're like a Jenner.
Jumpman, Jenner.
Them Jenners just create all their features. They want titties. They want to be bitches now.
But they
I'm just saying, the whole goddamn family. Why are you doing that to Caitlyn? Fuck Caitlyn.
I mean, Bruce.
Fuck Caitlyn.
We're not calling her Caitlyn anymore because she acts like an old white man. She still say old white nigga shit.
I'm weird about this shit. And this is why I'm weird about this shit. You should live your life and you should do whatever you do because that's what you do. And then you have to deal with that because you did it. Okay? I ain't fucking with you and I ain't peeing on that. That's fine. Now, why does it have to be no whole motherfucking spiel in a fucking parade? I don't be like, hey, tonight is the 17th of December or the 18th of December or the 19th of December. I'm going to black out and I'm going to fuck shit up.
That's bullshit though, Max, because you the main nigga. Oh, we're going to get McDonald's the other day. This nigga, I'm telling his girlfriend his order. She's like, what'd you want? I'm like, Mac sauce. She's like, what did you want on it? I'm like, Mac sauce. She's like, if you can't remember it, just think about Mac sauce. That's, you're impeding on my shit. I don't know. You and your fat ass and that fucking munchkin fucking. It's gross to me.
You know we fuck.
Too much, probably. I don't know what you're doing to that girl. She lost. She just lost fucking your fat ass.
We got OnStar in Google Maps. She know how to get around the balls and the dick.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Mm. No, it's uncomfortable.
You
want to
hear about that.
It's uncomfortable the way y'all are, too. Like, it's incredibly uncomfortable.
I don't really even go as hard as that bitch. That bitch wanted to tell my grandma about some shit.
What she said to your grandma?
I was really mad about this. I was like, this is when you know you need to stop drinking. This is when you know you need to stop drinking. Like, they're a right audience for this shit. Like, we're doing a podcast right now, and I hope the audience is going to listen to this shit. Is not the niggas is so offended by the simple shit we saying. These is jokes, nigga. Now, fucking, my grandma. Okay, my grandma. This bitch sitting there eating, and she drinking.
This is over dinner.
And a filter just goes out the window. I need dessert now. I need Max Dick. I'm like,
ew.
You need the chocolate bar now? I mean, granted, it is the chocolate bar, but I mean, it's
Max,
on point.
No.
But grandma don't need to know about that. Grandma didn't ask. It's like,
Do you think your grandma fucking still? Do you think your grandma getting pranked down by what's his name?
Not use his name, because I might stab you. Hey, ain't that how we like it? We like it with no hands. Shit. Sure.
Use that stub.
Once again, though, that gets really weird, though, when old people, because, you know, old people lose the filter because they get old and they're like, let me just say whatever the fuck we want to say. We just going to say it and y'all niggas going to deal with y'all little niggas. Don't want to hear this shit.
I know your
That's
grandma
fucking. Weird.
Your grandma be giving them eyes. I can tell from her eyes. She be getting
All right, this nigga's getting disrespectful. Y'all
disrespectful.
Y'all gonna see us fight on camera.
I'm getting disrespectful.
I wasn't talking about your mama coochie.
You just said my mama fucking that raggedy nigga who lived in the same complex as me.
It wasn't on camera for these things. I told you that earlier.
You
I didn't
said
put it
that.
On the web. I didn't put it on the web.
And I don't think she fucking him. Maybe I'm not sure.
Is your daddy?
That is not my daddy. We all know who my daddy is. It's that raggedy nigga.
No, he's your daddy, Darth Vader. Darth Vader in your ass.
You know, there's
he's
no...
short, too.
There's no...
He's short, too. Then Peter was like, the force is strong with this one, because I put it there.
I hate that nigga so much. He's got the stupidest fucking face. But you, like, you know who my daddy is. Like, you can tell.
Unfortunately.
You know...
The drunk is strong with that one.
You know which one he is.
The drugs are strong with them ones.
It's that nigga. Oh, I hate that nigga so much. He called me earlier today, and I fucking...
I like this nigga. Down. And this nigga is so stupid. I like this nigga. I like his daddy. I know why he's mad at his
daddy.
Don't
nobody like my daddy.
I like his daddy.
That's number one.
I like
nobody
his daddy.
Really like that nigga. Niggas deal with him. Don't nobody like that nigga.
I like that nigga. And this is the reason why I like that nigga. Because they cut from the same motherfucking cloth.
Oh, he
these
cool.
These raggedy motherfuckers.
What?
Raggedy these. You and him. And if you want to really bang on him, you need to fucking check your shit out and come back.
I will
now.
Never check my shit out. I use mirrors to look at myself, not to work on me. Not to work on me.
Check your shit out. Like, realistically, y'all these niggas hold the shot the same. I can drink with this nigga's daddy all night. I feel like I was hanging out this stupid motherfucker. And they about the same height. And this nigga's old as shit. This nigga's old as shit, and this nigga still look like he's about 14. These niggas can't grow facial hair in their family. They're like hairless monkeys or some shit.
You're being so fucking disrespectful right now. One, we are not the same, nigga.
You are the same.
One, fuck you, nigga.
You are the same, you hairless monkeys.
Jumpman.
This nigga busted like 19 nuts today to fucking BB-8, and that's weird to me.
Is it BB-8 or BD-8?
No, it's BB.
I love that little thing. I love him so much.
Where's shot glass at?
I love him because it was like...
That was clever. J.J. Abrams is a fucking beast.
It was like R2-D2, okay. But,
and they loved R2-D2. And this nigga tried to figure out how I can win up R2-D2 that niggas love and come up with something a little bit more lovable.
He better than R2. He got that little ball in him. I love that thing.
We should throw spoilers in this motherfucker. Y'all niggas ain't gonna see this until forever because this nigga takes forever to edit everything. It's gonna be Christmas next year before this shit comes out.
No, this our Christmas podcast.
So then it's coming out tomorrow?
It's gonna come out sometime before, during, or a little bit after Christmas.
It's gonna be Valentine's
Day. I have so much work to do. Because, you know, I've been looking for jobs or whatever, and I've been like looking for drug dealers at my new house. Like, I got a lot of work to do. You know, that's the worst part about moving. I just moved.
I'm shutting y'all niggas down right now.
I just moved.
This is when getting real gets real, 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 real quick. I'm sure this nigga's gonna cut out the podcast real quick because he doesn't want y'all to feel this shit. Y'all feel this shit. Do you guys want to see the edited version of the gangster shit we be talking? Or do y'all want to see
it? Yep, I'm cutting it out. Hey, guys. Quick editor's note. From here, it kind of just devolves into gibberish because we were drinking pretty heavily. So I'm going to skip ahead to when we're talking about fucking apple pies at the end. If you hear that sexy music playing, this is from my Spotify playlist. I made it for fucking, but I don't ever really use it with anyone. All right, back to the podcast.
How one of my friends ain't OD'd? That is a good question.
Not yet.
I don't think they will.
It could be you.
Please, God, take me! take me! Sick of these niggas here. Sick of them. I'm so sick of y'all niggas. Like,
this niggas be the faggoty.
If I never had
to do it. When I say faggoty, I ain't even talking about homosexuals. I'm just talking about being a bitch. Not a homosexual.
I'm not a homosexual.
He's a homosexual.
40% of the time. Like a good 33.
Just 33? You went down from 40 to 33? Like,
because I thought about it. I'm not a 40% nigga. I'm a 33, bitch. Shut the fuck up.
I think he's like a 55-er.
Sometimes I'm a 62. It's been on the night, really.
That BB-8, I love it. Like, I love it. Sometimes
it's not even a homo thing. Sometimes it's just like a droid thing. Like, if that droid had a hole for your dick, I would stick my dick into it.
I hope everybody finds that weird.
I hope everybody finds it weird, too. Y'all niggas weird. How about that? Cunts? How about that? All of you guys are cunts. Don't tread on my fucking... What I want to stick my dick into. If I want to stick my dick into a watermelon, which I haven't done yet, but I plan on doing at one point, I would do it. Like, I would stick my dick into a watermelon. I would stick my dick into a cantaloupe. I would stick my dick into an apple pie. Weird. Like, I would, and it's like, you don't get to talk about that.
That's where it goes.
Because have you ever stuck your dick into an apple pie? You don't know how good it is.
Is that normal?
Is it not normal?
It's not.
Apple pies are very normal.
Not normal.
Aren't they?
What came first, the chicken or egg? What came first, pussy or apple pie?
They was making apple pie in that garden. I'm sure they had apple pie. They had apples.
They had ovens?
They had apples in the Garden of Eden. They had apples. Whatever, one step further, you're an apple pie. Quit playing, nigga. Quit playing,
bro. If I fucked an apple pie, it would be weird.
You're not fucking an apple pie. Like, you can't fuck an apple pie. That's not what I'm saying. you can put your dick into an apple pie.
And it's weird.
No, it's not. It's
weird. Pussy no, it's don't not. Feel like apple pie.
That's not why you're not fucking it to fuck a pussy. Why do you think I'm fucking an apple pie? Because I want some pussy? That's no. If I want some pussy, I'll go out and get some pussy. If I want a fucking apple pie, so I'm going to stick my dick pie? In an apple pie.
When you thought it was cool? You thought it was cool.
I thought it would be warm. You don't expect an apple pie to be cool.
I don't have nothing else to say.
You don't expect an apple pie to be cool.
I'm doing sign language the rest of
the night. I'm thumbs up it. Beep, 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 beep,
beep. Apple pie. I'm done.
Let's make a song called Apple Pie, nigga. I think my sister made an apple pie.
Bitch. Your pussy feel like apple pie.
Again.
I got it from McDonald's, so bitch, I was gonna try.
No, you're not. That's not an apple pie. That's an apple turnover, and no one's gonna stick their dick in an apple turnover, nigga.
You might stick a little dick in an apple turnover.
Oh, please. My little dick wouldn't fit in an apple turnover.
What's an apple pie?
Apple, 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 apple. Ooh.
I'm gonna quit this podcast.
Apple.
I sign off. We're done with apples over here.
Can you tell me your favorite thing about Christmas? Right now. Tell me your favorite thing about Christmas, and then we can leave.
The tree.
That's a good one.
Reminds me of my date. Such a tree.
And that's... So, me fucking an apple pie is weird, but that's not weird? Okay. All right,
you can decorate my day.
No.
You just wrap lights around my dick.
No. You know how fucking... There's so many spikes on those tree decorations, those ornaments. You can't put an ornament on your dick. You're asking for trouble there. You're asking for trouble there.
Yeah, if you're McDonald's apple pie fucking ass...
I'm not going to fucking apple pie for McDonald's. I don't know why you keep saying that.
Apple dumb pie kind. McDonald's, nigga.
Such a dumb guy.
He's like, oh, apple pie.
I slide it in. I see where you're getting at, though, because you could just slide it on your dick. I would never do that.
McDonald's apple pie like a fleshlight.
Nope. No, Max.
No, I feel like you've been there before. You're pro apple pie. So you've done this.
I would tell you.
He's pro apple pie, so he's done this.
I am pro apple pie.
So he's done this.
I am pro apple pie, but so I've he's never. Done this. I would never fucking apple turnover, though. Like, have some respect.
You should turn over on yourself and die.
Have some respect, nigga.
Hey, you should turn over yourself and die.
I'm never gonna die. I gotta keep fucking making these niggas angry.
No McDonald's apple pies?
I can't wait.
Apple pies is angry though. He's like, can I get one apple pie or two apple pies? I'm like, no. No, we don't want to be sold.
They're gonna be looking at the wall like, is that him? There's gonna be a picture of me on the wall.
Sir, the apple pie fucker. Sir, you can't get no apple pies.
The apple pie fucker. Whatever, nigga, you don't know. So my favorite.
He was talking about pie roots, but he's the apple pie root.
My favorite part of Christmas is
the apple pie.
No, apple pie is not a Christmas only thing, y'all. Don't get it twisted.
Any pie. Don't invite this nigga over to your house because you can't have a pie.
I get into peach cobblers. I get into cheesecakes.
I don't walk away.
German chocolate, whatever, nigga. My favorite part about Christmas is just how
you don't get enough pussy that you gotta stick in the pie.
Just how I get it. I get enough pussy, I guess.
He's like, hold on, wait. Is that a mistletoe? And is that an apple pie?
You can't make out with an apple pie, nigga.
No, you just want to fuck one.
That's not what a mistletoe is, nigga. A mistletoe don't mean you just fucking, like, that's not what a mistletoe is. A mistletoe is you're supposed to kiss.
And you're like, my pistol toe is going to go right up in the apple pie under the mistletoe.
My pistol toe. I never called it that. I don't have a name for my dick.
You should.
Do you have a name for yours?
Yeah.
Let's hear it. Come on, give it to me.
I call it Junior.
Ain't that what your daddy call you?
I am a dick.
Okay.
Makes sense. All
right, my favorite part about Christmas is just...
Actually, we should go full Star Wars since Star Wars is Christmas. My lightsaber. Max sauce.
The force is strong with this one.
The fox is strong with this one.
You're gross, dude. You're fucking disgusting. And I'm the bad one. You fuck one apple pie, you guys. So here's my favorite part about Christmas. When people put the lights up.
I don't want to eat the apple pie, and I definitely don't want to fuck the apple pie.
People put the lights up.
You don't even put the lights up. Put the lights down.
Oh, no. I don't do anything, really. I mean, I not realize. I said, I take the trash out. I take the trash cans to the curb. I just took your trash out, you dumb cunt.
You sure?
Yeah, I am sure.
You sure?
Yeah, because you weren't nowhere to be found. Because you a bitch. I just love the thought of Christmas and how when it's Christmas, everyone's in the same mindset. And everyone's like, it's Christmas.
That fro looks like a Christmas nigga wreath.
It's not that bad.
Stick some holly in there.
I just wish it got as long as yours, because he got raggedy-ass hang time, but I can't get no hang. My shit don't ever go out. It just goes out, and then it starts to come back in.
Y'all
gonna
check me out on Christmas, definitely, on the Christmas day. And I'm gonna bring full fucking cunt. E40. Check them dreads.
I'm gonna bring this cunt and apple pie.
I got crop.
I'm gonna bring this cunt and apple pie. For Christmas.
No, you're an apple pie.
You treat your girl like an apple pie, nigga. Bye, you guys. We love you. You treat your girl like an apple pie, nigga.
I like apple pie more than her.
Oh, that was so good. That was so good.
Max. 2 hours and 22 minutes.